Hi, everybody. Well, this is our Monday Creation Lightship Healing Show, the Healing Highway, and we'll clear the date for everybody. And the date is April 17th, 2017, so we got a couple 17s there. So we'll clear the numbers because the numbers are what attaches to you from the past. So here we go, releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 30. That feels pretty good. And if you want to energize your light beam or beams on your monitor screens, we can do that now. So bring them up or on your cell phone or wherever. So here we go. Energizing them to bring you peace. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and a little more energy. So stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. That feels good. And if you have a situation going on that's bothering you, physical or emotional, we can help you with that. Here we go. So stronger, think of it, stronger, releasing the energy, stronger, stronger, and stronger. Okay, so we'll see if our co-host is on. Are you out there, Elizabeth?
Yes, hi everybody, and hi Ron, and I'm here, and hopefully not out there too far, because on this wonderful hour coming up, we want everybody to be peaceful, and Ron just energized a light beam with peace energy for you and your space, so you can go ahead and bring that up if you're just joining us, and we'll be doing a lot of wonderful samples. Ron does usually a couple of samples every show, and we will also be taking listener questions at clsquestions@yahoo.com. You can email us there if you have something that you'd like us to read during the live show. Or you can also use the fast chat link, which is on our bbsradio.com homepage, as well as at the top of Ron's homepage, creationlightship.com. While the show is live, you can just navigate there. If you would prefer to ask a question anonymously, you can just click on either one of those links and do so with our convenient form there. So we did get a lot of listener questions, and Ron's been doing a lot of healing work, a lot of events, and a lot of calls. And this past weekend, there were some special calls, and we have quite a few testimonials from those, as well as some questions, Ron. And I thought we could begin the show by talking about the kind of first clearing that everybody needs to do before sort of delving into any of the other ones. And if you'll look on Ron's web page, you'll find a lot of different healings. And the whole process can kind of be a little bit overwhelming if you've never heard of this before, if you've never done this before. So somebody is asking, Ron, how often to clear. And they are asking, how often do you recommend doing the unlimited emotional clearing? And that's the first clearing that you would do before proceeding to do any of the other ones.
Well, after you do your whole lifetime version of that, then you get the unlimited as an option. It depends how emotional you are or what gets brought up in your life after you cleared your whole lifetime. What I would suggest is probably do it at least maybe once a month and just put in once a month in there, 1 month, and then clear it, if you're pretty steady. There are people that, remember, you're going to be pretty much in neutral with emotional events for your internal part of you, but the external is where you have problems, and the problems are from other people. So as other people attempt to connect you onto their darkness timeline of an event that, you know, they react to and they bring you into that timeline, then you may want to clear it whenever something like that happens. So I'd say for a person that's not around a lot of people, you don't get charged a lot, you know, with energies. You feel pretty peaceful. Once a month would be probably very adequate. But there are people that maybe, you know, maybe you're a phone operator, you know, for some company, and you get 100 phone calls a day, and people are yelling at you because, you know, their gig wage that they bought doesn't work, and they pay $20 and they feel upset because, you know, it should have worked for $20 and now it's not or whatever, well, you're going to be taking on their energy. And so by doing so, you may want to do it daily and think of the worst situation that you've had. And, you know, that's why we have the specific incident where you can, you know, type into that box, you know, what happened. That's why it's there. So, you know, that's kind of up to you as far as how often you get upset. Once you get upset, you know you're on a timeline. You want to clear that. So get that energy out of you. And then I would also do a timeline crash on it, you know, or more than one of those to get yourself back into peace. So that's sort of what it's for, is to stay current so you're in peace a lot. And the emotions are what people normally deal with here. So back to you.
Yeah, and I think a lot of the times too, Ron, you know, you start out with something, and after you do the emotional body clearing for your whole lifetime, you might find that you feel differently about a lot of things. And I know the analogy we always make is it's kind of like you're watching a movie, but it's not happening to you. All the events in your life still happen, but it's not like they're affecting you on that emotional level. So would it be fair to say that as you do more clearings, you may find that you need to become a less emotional person, or you might find that there's some improvement in those areas?
Yeah, once you do the emotional whole lifetime clearing, it'll take away all those big buttons, we'll say, that you've had in the past that would trigger you.
Mm-hmm.
And so once you get those buttons released from you, remember, this clears out your RNA, we'll say, of what you brought up in this lifetime. Well, it's not going to go into your DNA, in a sense, although it will be doing that, but it's just strictly this lifetime that you're clearing. And so from there, once you get your past cleared, you know, you don't want to go fishing either, and you don't want to, you know, look back into the past and try to see if it's really cleared, because it's done once you do the clearing once, you know, on the whole lifetime one. And it's also, it should be cleared by doing the unlimited with one issue, just doing it one time. So you don't need to overthink it, you know, go into the mental aspect or whatever else. Just know that it's cleared and move on. So back to you.
Yeah, okay. And also, I think sometimes people are living in their emotional bodies. So that can also be something that you want to be aware of. I know a lot of the times Ron does clearings during the expos for different bodies, and that's one of the ones where if you find you're there a lot, or if you're a feeling person in your feeling body or your anger body, so those are all bodies that need to be cleared, and there are additional clearings that correspond to those. And, okay, so somebody has a follow-up question to this topic, Ron, and they're asking if your examples are for the unlimited emotional clearing and that you do the whole lifetime once. Is that correct?
Yes, I think that's correct.
Yeah, so I think what they're asking is, yes, you would do the whole lifetime clearing once, and then you would go back, and if you have the unlimited option, which is probably something everyone should have, you would go in and then pick and choose, like if there was a year in your life where it's particularly emotional, like maybe you got a divorce, or maybe you had an argument with somebody, or maybe you didn't talk to somebody, you'd go in and you'd clear that. And then also you can just use it for simple things that happen throughout the day, like Ron was talking about, if someone's like, someone has road rage or is tailgating you, or you know, something happens, you can go in and clear that out so you don't have any of that building up on the inside and kind of eating away at you. So those are all really good examples of when to use it. And a lot of people are writing in about the Spirit in the Box call, which was a special call that Ron did on Saturday. And one listener is saying that they just wanted to let you know that they're feeling extraordinarily calm, peaceful, and heart-centered.
That's great.
so thanks for letting us know. And someone else wrote back and said, just wanted to let you know that the clearing is still consolidating. I can feel it all the way down to the soles of my feet. I'm always thankful for getting back my spirit, which was so weak that I almost had to be walking with the help of a walker. And on another matter, this person purchased a call for someone overseas, and they're wondering if the light beings bring her up on the call, if this was purchased by somebody else. Is there a way to tell if that person was on the call, or is that something that we'd have to...
I don't know. It's getting too mental.
Okay. Yeah.
When you pay the person, they're on the call.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, if you... Right.
Up. Yeah.
Yeah, if you purchased the call for somebody and they weren't able to get on it, they were still on the call?
Yes, so that's what brings you into the call is when you pay for it.
Okay.
Whether you can't be on the phone or not, or there's something going on that's an emergency or whatever, you pay for it, you're on the call.
Okay. Okay, great. So... Ron, if you want, we can continue reading some testimonials here from Saturday.
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay. So during the Saturday Spirit in the Box release conference call, I was so energized. I went for a short walk that ended up being a 3-mile hike through a nature preserve. I was able to take in the beauty in the now rather than rushing through. I felt peaceful and calm the entire day, as did my friend who was also on the conference call. His eyes became brighter and lively, and he remarked that I looked younger than I did in the morning. Peaceful calm seems to radiate from within us both, maybe a reflection of the wholeness we felt as we asked our spirits to accept the healings and to return fully back into our body. Later, we felt tired and a bit heavy, possibly due to being filled with an absent spirit that returned. Thank you, Ron, for this incredible life-changing and spirit-saving healing that you tendered so carefully for each of us. To complete this reunion, shall we run the spirit abandonment clearing? You have said several times on past shows that the abandonment clearing was designed for the spirit that we had left and or had left us.
I don't think that would be needed. Just know that as you collect, say, more of your spirit, as it integrates more with you, you're going to feel more full on the inside of you, like there's less space than what you had before. And then also you will feel heavier typically or more dense, because your spirit does have physical weight to it. So you're going to feel heavier. Remember, when you're out of your body, you feel light. When you have your spirit in your body, you feel heavier. So if you are having a result of feeling heavier, that's just your spirit integrating with you, and that's the way it's supposed to be. So back to you.
Okay, thanks, Ron. And somebody did write in to say, just to again reiterate, that you had suggested to run the magnetic and twisted body clearing and the set sequence timing body clearing to aid the integration of our spirits into our bodies after the Saturday Spirit in the Box clearing. This listener also went on to write, I have removed space holders that I had previously commanded to be in certain places in my body and commanding my own spirit to now be in every cell in my body.
So that's very good, yes. Uh-huh, because the space holders can and will prevent your spirit from coming in because they're just there holding space. So, yeah, if you have done that in the past, maybe having an owie or a bad situation with something maybe that's not healing or there's something going on, you want to release those space holders. So thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah, and the magnetic and twisted body realignment clearing, that's a very powerful clearing to do. It realigns the 108 invisible bodies that we all have with us, and it can be very effective and helpful in terms of feeling more heart-centered and having more spirit energy with us.
And they're good to do, but if you can't do them, the integration will still take place. Just that this will maybe help you more, or at least do it at some point within maybe a month or two, if you're short on funds or something like that. Because it will realign you, and you're going to have a lot more results with all of your past clearings just by doing those two. Magnetic twisted will realign everything in you to accept spirit energy. And then the other clearing, the set sequence timing, that realigns your spirit throughout your whole lifetime. And so since you have more spirit now in your body, that clearing will realign everything with you so that it will now pop back into place to where maybe you weren't there. So, like I said, but if you can't afford to do those right now, don't sweat it. Don't worry about it. It's not like what you had over the weekend is not going to work. It's just that when you do these, you're going to have all of your other clearings that you've done, maybe, since you've been with CLS, you could have been, done things, 10 years ago or more. Once you do one of those, it'll definitely bring forth all the energy and realign everything and be like a brand new clearing for you for each one that you've done. So back to you.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And one listener doesn't know what 108 bodies means. Is that 108 past lives?
No, it's how many energetic bodies you have. So that's all your puzzle pieces. Let's put it that way. So you're created with 108 energetic signatures that create your physical body.
Yeah, it is a bit different. These are actually things that are with us here in the current lifetime. Okay, so let's see. Someone's asking if there will be another Spirit in the Box event soon.
I don't think soon. I don't know. Might be a ways away. I don't know. I don't think I'm going to do it the next 2 or 3 months. It'll be after that. We have other things actually planned to do for people. So back to you.
Okay. Yeah, thanks. These calls are, stay tuned as we get more information on the scheduling for them, but usually it's kind of like a special event, and Ron does do a lot of radio shows and a lot of calls every month, so, just we'll keep you posted on any upcoming special calls that he will be doing. Okay, so somebody else said, sorry, no judgment, and I understand if I don't feel it, it doesn't mean it didn't happen, but I want to know what people felt. And I guess this person is also referring to the Saturday call. They felt lots of mind chatter, peace, mind chatter, heavy relaxed feeling that lasted a significant time, small amounts of pain in different areas that were not usual for me, and I need more densities cleared out of my body. That is what I feel right now. I learned of Ron in mid-March and am plugging along with clearings. No regrets and no looking back. I'm continuing with the process and grateful for finding Creation Lightship.
Yeah, that's great. So if you are having aches and pains, I don't know if it was just on this call that you felt that or if you've had the past aches or pains, but let's talk about if you've had aches or pains in the past. So that would mean typically that your pain body, may have a lot of energy in it, so you're feeling that. And then also, aches and pains can bring entities. So, and they will bring their pain to your body. But I'll just do a clearing right now to release entities. So if you have any pain in your body anywhere, just note it now. Think of it because it's from darkness. So just think of that pain energy. And I'll release the entities that could be attached to you. where the pain is. So saying it another way, let's just say you have a pain in your knee. If I do an entropy clearing and the pain goes away, more than likely you will not have pain there again unless you do something to your body, because the entities connected to you when you did have pain, physical pain, and then they brought more pain to you, and you think the pain is yours and it's really theirs. So here we go. Just think of a location, or maybe you have more than one, but that's up to you. It doesn't matter to me how many you want to bring forward here. So what I'm going to do is, so you can actually feel it leave you, these entities, I'm going to count to 100. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, there we go. So just see how your pain's doing. If you'd like to maybe send a quick testimonial, it'd be interesting to see how much less that is.
Yeah, let's give everybody a chance to maybe write in and say how they're feeling. And Ron, the clearings that you do on the live shows, will they work on an archive?
If they will work three times, and the reason why they'll work three times is so you can tell your friends who may have a situation or problem that they may want to listen to this to see if it gives them relief. That's why I have the archives active three times for people. Back to you.
Oh, great. Thanks, Ron. Okay. And the next question has to do with shrink-wrapping your body's energy. And this is a very useful and effective quick clearing you can do when you're out and about. And this is kind of what goes in hand-in-hand with what you were talking about earlier, Ron, in keeping up with your emotional clearings. This person wrote in, thank you for tonight's recommendation to shrink wrap our energy and not let it out. I work in customer service with many people and would like to keep all this energy and peace for myself.
Yeah, that's
so
good.
So I'm not sure if this listener has the unlimited emotional clearing, but that might also help. And it is good to remind yourself to do, I now command my body energy to shrink wrap. You can just say that out loud or you can whisper it. And that will keep your energy closed down so that other people can't take it from you, I guess.
Yeah, and if you are one of those telephone people and or, you know, you get disturbing phone calls once in a while. You know, what you can do is get like a wet paper towel. I don't mean dripping wet, but, you know, kind of wrung out, or one of those new, what are those fiber something cloths, you know, and get it, just have it wet. And some people have speaker phones. That's what I normally use on the conference calls. So, you know, you could just drape it over your phone where the speaker is, okay? Cell phone would also work. Just put this wet, damp cloth, we'll say, in front of your cell phone. And when the negativity comes out of that person's mouth with all this charged energy toward you, normally that will protect you somewhat, maybe 80, 90%. They'll hit that and absorb it. So you won't feel that psychic attack energy coming to you. The water and the cloth will tend to help you with that. And if it feels like it works for you, you know, by trying it, you could even maybe put another cloth up, make a little rack or something, you know, and have it maybe a couple inches away from the first one, that it actually hits two of them. And it might help you out immensely. If you're wearing headphones, I don't know what to tell you to do. Boy, that would be a rough one. But that's going right to your brain, and that's not too good, having all that energy from somebody who's irritable with something, you know, raging on you or whatever, you know. But anyway, a damp cloth definitely helps. Sometimes you may not, you know, maybe you don't get those phone calls, and all of a sudden you get one, and you wish you would have had it around to you. So anyway, back to you.
Yeah, and you know, Ron, a lot of companies use those headsets now. I've seen them in a lot of different places. It's almost like they expect you to wear that. So if you're like working in a drive-thru or something, I've noticed like a lot of people do have to wear those. It's unfortunate. I don't know. Maybe you could create some kind of like cover to go over it. I don't know. That's a tough one, especially if because it's like connected directly to your head. So I can imagine it's pretty hard to stay heart-centered when you're dealing with something like that. So maybe the best thing to do is to just, you know, do a space clearing, or do the clearings on YouTube, like the Help Enslaved Aliens Leave clearing that's on Ron's YouTube channel. Those are often pretty effective for just keeping the space neutral, which can sometimes therefore affect the people that are in this space, and hopefully they won't be too grumpy when they come to your station or whatever. So I wonder if anybody would like to try that and observe it and see what happens and write us in next week with their observations if they run helping the aliens, enslaved aliens leave, or perhaps doing a space clearing on their place of work.
Yeah, you can do that at your house, you know. If you have a cube, what you could do is take a picture of it with your cell phone if that happens. You can do that, or you know, a camera or something, and then download that and, you know, print it out anyway. And then from there, leave your computer on at your house, that picture there, and then put the space clearing out. So that would work. Or just put up one of the light beams. Normally the space clearing will, you can enter, I think, where you are there, but just get a clearing going to bring you peace. And, you know, change the timer naturally so that it'll cover your workspace where you are. And then put a picture of you there in front of your computer, too. So
yeah, while
you're
out at work, you can put a picture of yourself in front of your computer and just run clearings all day while you're at work.
Yeah, and what I mentioned before, once you load a clearing onto, let's just talk about laptops and probably tablets too, but once you load the clearing on and it's in your computer working, you do not need the internet connected to your particular, you know, device. But once you have it on, and then you can just change your timer, as long as you don't change the page, okay, then that clearing can work on road trips and everything else. You know, if you wanted to clear your space in your car, then just, you know, do a space clearing and just leave it on and put it in your back seat, maybe hook power up to it and put it for, you know, maybe 10,000 minutes or something, whatever you want to do there. And it'll just keep running and chugging along, and it will clear and stay really good in your car for you as long as you don't change the page. So it'll run through hotel rooms and everything else. You know, a lot of people are worried because they don't have internet. But once you load the clearing, you're ready to go. Just don't turn off your computer. Make sure that your settings are set properly so, you know, you don't get off of that page. And you might just try it just to see that it'll work for you. I don't know if you were to put your computer to sleep and, you know, to save your battery life, and then you opened it up again and turned it on, if it would still come up to that clearing and it would be, you know, ticking away at that time. You know, I'm not sure on that, but normally, you know, just try it. But once you load it, it's on there and it will work. You do not need to have a internet connection. And if we'll just say that you are doing something where you're dealing with animals, you know, maybe you're on a farm and there's, you know, you have a chicken coop or something, and there's kind of chaos going on there. So you could just take your laptop and do one of the clearings for peace, and maybe walk it out a couple hundred feet or so from your house where your chicken coop is, and just put the computer, you know, probably on the outside of it. You don't want the chickens to jump on it, you know. But anyway, put it next to the chicken coop, and it will bring peace to all the chickens. So there you go. Well, back to you.
Oh, that's really nice. Yeah, and a lot of the clearings Ron does, he brings up the flowers, trees, pets, and plants, and gardens for us when we go on to the healing calls. So all of the animals do get cleared, and that's really wonderful. And powerful way, because I think a lot of the times they absorb our energy, so it's good for them to get cleared out too. So someone else is asking, Ron, does the emotional body clearing clear out the DNA in our bodies?
It'll clear what's activated in this lifetime. So what's on the surface, like of the iceberg, is cleared. That's what you brought up in this lifetime that you're dealing with. That's your deck of cards that was given to you, you know, on your natal chart. That's why you do the natal barcode to release a lot of that stuff. But yeah, once you have dealt with something, or you know, it's resurfaced, then once you know about the energy, it'll be with you till you're no longer here. And that's why you do, you know, the whole lifetime clearings. So that will clear out stuff that is brought forth to you in this lifetime. So remember, you want to return like a baby. You know, that's how you want to be, with no judgment, and to have more energy, and not be stuck in judgment. That's the whole thing. So you don't worry about your past. Don't even look about that, or past lives, or anything else. You know, somebody gives you a reading, will say you went that route, and they said, oh, yeah, you know, I see your foot being cut off when you were 20 in this lifetime, you know, 800 years ago, and now you're going to be bringing that energy from your DNA of the past that you never knew about, and it'll come into your present moment here, and now it's activated. Will you have your foot cut off? Can't say, but you're activating that energy. You may start to have foot problems, or dropping boards on your foot, or stubbing your toe. You know, all this stuff happens slowly until the major event happens. So anyway, if you hear about something, definitely don't, activate it. If you hear about it, you know that it's in motion, and then you had better, clear that energy from you. That's the whole thing. So back to you.
Yeah, that's true, Ron. If you're somehow connected to that and you feel like, oh, that's interesting, or that happened to me, or why am I feeling this way after hearing that, it probably means there's something in there you need to clear, so you don't carry that into your here and the now and, you know, create problems. Okay, the next testimonial also has to deal with Spirit in the Box on Saturday. And this person writes in, this was an extremely powerful call, perhaps the most powerful I've ever experienced. It was funny, and I had some horrible days leading up to the call. It seemed like everything was conspiring to stop me from being on the call. My internet was cut off suddenly, etc. I could feel the energy build exactly on time. I had tears in my eyes, feeling very angry, too, in a way, at the aliens who stole us from ourselves. Some thoughts very clearly floated into my consciousness like a short commentary. Apparently, my spirit fragments had been taken to an Earth-like planet that was desert but very cold and buried there. Perhaps that's why in this life I have often felt like a prisoner. I was told I had 3 or 4 times the amount of spirit in the box than I have in my body. Then the energy got almost overwhelming for 2 hours. I struggled to contain it and dropped in and out of tremendously vivid dreams. I was gasping for breath at times, literally. My body was pinned to my bed and shaking as the energy went through it. For any lingering doubts I had about the veracity of all this, I unmistakably felt more of my spirit coming back to me than I would feel, and that I would feel stronger and more empowered. The night after the call, I slept for almost 12 hours. And they also wrote in that you are not going to believe this, but for weeks I've been a bit obsessed with North Korea and found myself even in a North Korean restaurant in Dubai. The last days I had a terrible flu and had to take time off of work, and I couldn't move, and something caused me to have an eye infection. There were sleepless nights, too. I kept on thinking of Korea intensely. This was all before I had heard Ron's news. So it sounds like this person was pretty heavily courted to whatever it was that was going on that we were talking about last week, Ron.
Wow, yeah, that's quite something. Yeah, you can get irritable, I guess, pretty easily when you see what they've done to us. If you happen to see how you look in the box, and hopefully you weren't looking, but if you have looked, it's pretty bad. I won't get into that. So back to you.
Okay, yeah. I think they were just kind of sharing. It sounds like they had a really powerful experience. And somebody else wrote, thank you so much for finding those lost parts and bringing them home. I felt a breeze coming in my crown as the integration started. Later, I got very tired but was calm and my breathing deepened. When we were working on Box 6, I realized how excited I was at discovering parts of me I hadn't known existed.
Great, yeah. So you probably, all of you are probably feeling heavy if you're on the call a little bit. You may feel full on the inside, which is good. And you may start to see your eyes getting brighter. I'm sure the integration, ideally it should be instant, but because we're here on the planet here, may not be. But I would say, give it about a week and you should be changing, because your body will start to change as it starts having healing, okay? But your spirit is your healer. So do request healings if you have a situation going on so your spirit can help you out somewhat. So back to you.
Oh, okay, yeah. And it sounds like if you are kind of having a rough time with this, maybe try some of those follow-up clearings, too, that Ron suggested. You might find some relief for that, too. So, let's see. I'm just trying to see where we are here. And somebody wrote in and has a spirit in the box comment and a question. And they were wondering if recently a moderator said we could redo our whole life clearings, putting the word spirit in next to our name. Does spirit go next to our name? If not, where? And regarding the in-the-box clearing Saturday, I slept through the entire thing. Haven't done that in years. Thanks for the rest.
Yeah, just put your name, put the spirit after your name, so your spirit will be cleared throughout all of this stuff. That's great.
So-and-so's name, like John Smith's spirit.
Yes, that's good.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so somebody else actually is writing in about their experience with the mental whole lifetime clearing. And this listener wrote in and shared with us that a couple of weeks ago I did the mental clearing. The results kind of sneak up. For example, for a long time, I've not been confident about promoting myself since I've been doing short-term contract work for years. All of a sudden, what seemed like a negative thing didn't. Applying to position online, I couldn't believe the letter I wrote. Even more interesting is that I got a response the very next day. I feel like I have a lot more focus, confidence, and ability, putting this clearing high on the list.
Wonderful.
That's a great testimonial. Yeah, thank you so much for sharing that with us. And it sounds like, also, I thought that was interesting, Ron, earlier when you did the sample clearing and you cleared entities from where we might be having a physical pain. So that's another way of looking at physical pain. a lot of the times it is caused by something, entities or something outside of ourselves, and a lot of people don't look at it that way. They think, oh, something's wrong with me, but it may be that the source of the problem is external. So I just wanted to mention that in case anybody had written in or wanted to write in about how they were feeling after Ron did those samples for us.
Yeah, it's amazing when I, you know, at the expos, I make people real. First of all, when I look at the people in the audience, it's like looking at, you know, their hologram, looking at mannequins, you know. No life, no energy coming off them. And then when I make them real, all of a sudden, they become three-dimensional to me. I start seeing them like, you know, wow, this is great. I'm talking to humans now finally again. And they feel the same thing. And when I ask them if their aches and pains have left them or if their problem that they were dealing with, if it's, you know, less than what it was, most people say, yeah, you know, I used to have this here and I don't have it now. Because they're real. Remember, everything that you deal with in the hologram here, as they create you every 10 minutes, you know, they bring forth your situation from the last 10 minutes into the present moment. When you become real, all of a sudden the real you may not even have that. You know, it doesn't even exist. But on the holographic you, it does. So anyway, that's maybe a whole other topic when I talk about that situation for the newbies here. But anyway, I'm sure I talk about it on some of the YouTubes, maybe even the last one that we had that got posted on the Conscious Life Expo in L.A. But anyway, and we do have another expo coming up end of this month in San Mateo. And San Mateo is by San Francisco. That's where we're going to be, and it's a three-day event, the last 3 days of the month here. So back to you.
Yeah, I was going to announce that actually Ron is going to be doing another expo, too, at the New Living Expo, and it's April 28th through the 30th at the San Mateo Event Center. And hopefully if you live in the San Francisco area or, you know, thereabouts nearby, you can take a trip out there and see Ron and get some healing work done. And that's a wonderful place to also visit the light chamber and get some light infusion codes put back in your body, reconnect with source energy. So that's a really wonderful experience to have if you can make it. I highly, highly recommend it. And somebody's saying, awesome on the wet cloth suggestions. I'm going to have that one ready. So it sounds like this person might be dealing with a lot of negativity via phone. And, yeah, so hopefully that helps you out. And let's see.
Yeah, and yeah, I know I have people coming from the East Coast coming, Ontario, Canada. I got, I know somebody coming from Maryland and then maybe New York area where we have the expo. People just come out to the other events there. So that's wonderful. And from LA. So we do get a lot of people coming in because they love the light chamber. And one lady came over from Europe, actually. So anyway, it's all very nice. And the nice thing is I can see the people and see who they are, how they look anyway. Oh, yeah, I remember you. You're on the call, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's quite neat, you know, just to see the people. And to see you in person is wonderful. So, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, okay, Ron, and thanks for, you know, doing all these expos. I know they're quite demanding, and the schedule is very demanding, so it's always wonderful when we can see you in person and, you know, experience the wonderful energy of the Creation Lightship. Okay, so let's see. Kind of getting lost here in all these testimonials.
Is there anything that came in with the clearing with the entities?
Haven't gotten anything from that yet. Let's see. Maybe we could do another sample clearing for everybody.
Okay, what do you think?
Maybe a mental clearing.
Okay, I'll do a repetitive thought.
Oh, that's a good one.
This would be like the mind loop clearing. So we have a clearing that is where situations keep recycling. Systematic event or something, reoccurring event.
Problematic events and reoccurring barcodes, I think.
Yeah, you got it, yeah. I always think of, when I can't think of the name, I think of the shit happens clearing, you know.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to name it that, but I thought, oh, people might not like seeing that on the website, you know. But
yeah, shithappens.com.
Yeah, shithappens.com, yeah. That's the way. There we go.
This is not a G-rated show, guys, sorry.
Yeah, so what we have is we have the mind loop one, which is when you have repetitive thoughts. So I'll just give you a little example. I was in Long Island, New York there, going into a hardware store, looking for something for like about a buck or two. And I got one of them, then I needed to get another one because I figured it might be good to have this thing twice, you know? So I get down to the aisle, and I ask the man there where this piece was, and he goes, oh, it's right over here. So I got it and picked it up, and as I start walking away, he goes, you know, like, you know, have a nice day, drive safe, or whatever it was. You know, he had like little cans, you know. So then I get about halfway to the checkout counter. I go, I better buy one more of these just for the heck of it, you know. So I get back there and I get another one. And as I'm walking away, he has the, just like I put a nickel into his pocket, you know, or something. The port went off and the same exact words. I go, God, this guy must be a robot. And this happened probably maybe 10 years ago, you know, and I go, wow. So anyway, you know, that's part of the robotic programming. But anyway, you may have something that you keep beating yourself up about, possibly, you know, where it's the same phrase, you know, and you want to get rid of that. So that's the mind loop if you keep, you know, torturing yourself with something. So here we go. Let's do the mind loop one clearing, we'll say. So think of a repetitive thought that you always have. Maybe somehow in the back of your mind, your parents thought that you were stupid, so that comes up off and on because they told you that 1,000 times, and now you're doing something, that voice comes in, oh, you must be stupid. And you go, oh, man, I'm reacting to that. So here we go. Think of that reoccurring thought here, and we'll release that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4. There we go. That feels good. That one's clear. So the other one, the problematic event one, a reoccurring event or whatever, that one is used for if you find yourself repeating the same thing over again or having the same accident or something like that. You know, something that kind of goes off maybe every couple weeks or month or two. And you go, man, I've done this before. How come I'm doing it now? Well, that's what that one's for. Problematic event one. So anyway, we'll see if you have any relief from that mind loop one. And that's what it's for, is reoccurring thoughts that you may have. Now, we have a mind loop two, and that one's different. So that's how you felt and thought about life here when you were first coming down the birth canal and you popped out. Remember, your mind probably thought, uh-oh, I've been here before. What am I doing here? I was very comfortable where I was. Now it's cold. And these strange people are picking me up, and they're poking me with pins to get my blood, and they're hitting me on the butt maybe. And I don't like this lady who's holding me. She has alien skin on her from the clones. I don't like that either, and et cetera. That's the mind loop two clearing. So that one's good if you want to go really deep in you from your first experience of being here. And that could set your whole pattern for your life. Just think if they dropped you. You know, you're probably dealing with being afraid to go up high or something, paranoia, you know, maybe you're afraid to have people touch you or hold you because you're going to be dropped. So that one is like your first major imprinting of being here. anyway, back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. Thanks, Ron. And I think we have another question here. Well, what I was going to say, and actually somebody wrote in with this, it's funny. I think a lot of those repetitive thoughts have to do with self-sabotage, and someone was asking how is the best way to clear self-loathing and lack of self-confidence.
Oh, boy. Well, first do like your initial clearing, you know, which would be the emotional, you know. Always do that one first. And then reevaluate, you know, maybe where you are. Because there's a lot of energy just on the emotional clearing. After you do that, you might then find out what energetic body you're living in.
Yeah, and we had talked about that a little bit earlier on the call. Regarding the emotional bodies, maybe the fear body, the anger body, it all depends on what your particular situation is, because everyone's will be different.
Yep. So, you know, after you do your emotional, then just see what body you're living in. Are you in fear a lot? Do you use the word fear? If you use the word fear, then you know that you must do your fear clearing. So maybe you're in trauma. Maybe you deal with... anger, maybe you deal with
anxiety,
you know, with stuff, you know, that deals with, your sensory body. Maybe you're,
oh yeah, that sensory body,
into the grocery store or something, or going to the mall because all the people are there and you get overloaded with energy. So that's what happens.
Sorry, we have a helicopter going over right now.
Okay, is it a black one?
You know what? I can't really tell. It does look black, but I don't know. Fortunately, it's going in the opposite direction, so.
Okay, so I can do an oxygen clearing.
Oh, an oxygen infusion?
Yep.
That would be great.
Yep. We'll bring in some oxygen. So here we go. One. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Here, that feels pretty good. 7, 8, 9, and 30. Okay, that should be good for everybody. The helicopter take you away, Elizabeth?
No, I'm still here. Sorry, I was just writing something down. Yeah, that was weird. I don't know. So what Ron just did was a sample of the oxygen infusion clearing, and you could find that on creationlightship.com. under the free healings, that would be the alien oxygen code removal. So you could do that for yourself if you figured it was helping you here on the show tonight.
So it's getting close to that time.
Yeah, I actually think it's pretty much close to that time, so maybe we should do the mind to heart drop for everybody.
Okay, so everybody, you need to say out loud, I now command my spirit, and you can do that now. You take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and to facilitate this, count from 10 to 1 backwards. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There we go, everybody. So should feel in peace. And if that's break, ready, so when the phone, or not break, but cloth,
So when your phone rings, get a little bowl there next to your phone, put some water in it, just rinse it out, and, you know, you may have caller ID, and you go, uh-oh, that's Uncle Harry again. He's going to be complaining about something, and just put that over your phone and see what happens. So, blessings, everybody. Thank you. Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Thank you, listeners. And see you later. Bye, everyone.